I address this in a special way to those of our brothers and sisters at home. I, at the beginning of Mass, asked the handful of people who are present today to help facilitate the celebration of this liturgy to offer their particular Holy Communions for all of you. So they will be doing that as you make your spiritual communion at home. So I just wanted to let you know that we are all praying for you here and now. On this Passion Sunday, in which we read the suffering and the death of our Lord, as we recall this, as we will again on Holy Friday, it's important to remember that the most tragic event in all human history, that which was read today to you from the Gospel of Matthew, was also at the same time the most glorious event in human history. As believers, this is an essential point that we can never forget. Again, the most tragic event in human history, the crucifixion and death, the torture of the Son of the living God, was the most glorious event where God loved us so much that he would sacrifice himself for our salvation and open up the gates of mercy. Why is that relevant? As all of us are suffering during this time, not just obviously with particular physical sicknesses, the virus, with economic sickness, if you will, and the problems that will be in our culture for some time, but it's really the spiritual struggle that most of you are having, the inability to receive the sacraments, to participate in Mass, to receive the body and blood of our Lord. That is the real cross for those of us who believe. That is the real agony, so to speak, that we understand better than the rest of the world. They don't realize what real suffering is because they don't understand the beauty of having Jesus in his church and in the sacraments. So why would the Lord ask this of us? Why would he ask this of you? Well, he has a reason. Remember, every tragedy, every cross, every crucifixion, every agony, ultimately, when it is borne patiently and humbly, when it is united with the passion and the cross of our Lord, bears great fruit. And that means the Lord wants us to suffer this. He wants you to suffer this, but humbly and patiently and prayerfully. And so don't lose your faith. In fact, God can increase your faith greatly at this time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.